Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Manuela Roland, a member of OMA, Human Rights and Business Institute, and I speak on behalf of Institute for Policy Studies, Transnational Institute, and Corporate Accountability, members of the Global Campaign. First, we'd like to reiterate that the update draft does not have the legitimacy to form the basis of these negotiations. It's therefore key to recover fundamental elements of the third draft that were supported by several committed states and further consolidate them in compliance with the mandate of Resolution 26/9 and the needs of those affected by TNC's violations. We are alarmed to watch this session moving forward despite an explicit attempt to violate the mandate of Resolution 26/9 by the imposition of a broad scope to all business. This working group has no mandate to do it, as we confirmed by the chair himself on Monday. So we thank Chile and many other committed states for reminding us about the scope established by Resolution 26/9 and its footnote. TNC and other business enterprises that have a transnational character in their operational activities. This is the right common ground for the scope of the future treaty. The preamble is the part of a treaty that sets forth the principles and documents upon which the instrument will be interpreted. It's an essential section to clearly define the human rights character and perspective of the document, and to set the right basis for its interpretation as envisioned in Resolution 26/9. However, here we realize that significant mentions of social, economical, cultural, and environmental rights have been removed, which weakens the final text. To begin, in PP3, reference to important instruments such as the Declaration on Human Rights Defenders and the Declaration on the Rights of the Indigenous People, but also important other agreements on the linkage to the environment, such as the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, have been removed and replaced with all other international agreed. It is important to support proposals of Colombia, Malawi, Bolivia, and South Africa related to the inclusion of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Peasants. Mention specific declaration or the international instrument has the advantage of establishing the framework to be used for the implementation and interpretation of the LBI. Failing to do so, the updated draft may leave the door open for interpretation that excludes some instruments that are considered rules of customary international law, even without ratification, due to the hierarchy of norms in international law. So we also support Brazil's proposal presented yesterday. Moreover, Cuba's proposal for PP4Bs was not included in the new draft, even though there were no objections from other states. This, along with the exclusion of several other provisions, highlights the arbitrariness of the chair in considering or discarding state's proposal in this update draft. At the suggestion of the United States, the reference to international humanitarian law and the rights to non-discrimination, participation, and inclusion has been removed from PP6, even though Palestine and Kenya requested its retention. Maintaining this reference is fundamental because these are essential rights for affected individuals and communities. International humanitarian law is just cogens, and TNCs can play a role in strengthening and expanding occupations and apartheid regimes as seen in Palestine. Although international humanitarian law is mentioned in the PP7, its removal in PP6 is another example of the lack of consistency on the part of the chair. As a general comment, we would like to express that the UK's proposal made yesterday is an example of intent to reinforce the voluntary nature of the LBI, just turning it into a useless instrument. And it's also important to ask UK and United States why they keep in this process if they almost reject all the provisions. We give our total endorsement to Colombia's proposal for PP12 and Cameroon for PP18Bs, including the provision related to the obligations for corporations, as we reject the Panama and Peru allegations. The corporations already have many rights, for instance, on international investment law, but remain ignoring their already existing international obligations related to human rights. And this is one of the reasons why they benefit from systematic impunity. Reminding that this provision does not transform corporations into subjects of international law, as already clarified by a huge number of international specialists, including the Global Campaign, that has elaborated a specific paper on this issue, which we can share with those states. Finally, you call on all states to vote an immediate ceasefire to stop the genocide in Palestine while crimes and crimes against humanity are unfolding as we speak. Not only Israel, but all companies profiting from this colonial occupation and